This is The Bert Show.
This was Carolyn on Friday.
A couple of months ago, I went out with this guy. You know, we got on the topic of alcohol. He's one of the few people who've actually noticed that I don't have more than one drink, because I've always done a really good job of kind of ordering what everyone else orders and just dipping on it, but not ordering drink after drink. And he said, you know, that's crazy. You've never been drunk. You've never experienced that feeling. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about that I've never done that.
And so it's a lot different getting drunk at 35 years old than it is when you're getting drunk at 16 or 17 years old for the very first time.
Or the hangover.
The hangover.
That's the thing. It's the recovery time. God.
Yeah, it tends to linger on for a day or two.
I can't wait to hear
it. Or two and a half.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hey.
Good morning.
Oh. Good morning.
All right, this went down on Friday or Saturday night?
It went down on Saturday night.
All right, let's hear all the details. Did you pre-party? Did you wait until you actually were out? Did you not go at all? What happened?
So, yeah, no, I totally went. I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess there was some pre-partying because I did party all night. But my friend and I went to Taco Mac, the one near Sandy Springs, and sticking to your advice, I stuck with vodka. And you guys, I gotta say, it's not what I expected. I was expecting a lot more. You know,
okay.
I mean, I had fun. Don't get me wrong, I had fun. But I was expecting to, like, go totally crazy or be outgoing or something. Sticking with the vodka, I just, you know, I had a steady night. It was fun. I laughed a little bit more than I usually do. But I didn't get sick.
Good.
How many drinks did you have?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Two.
You sound in great shape this morning.
She's like, I had two whole ones. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think eight.
Eight?
Wow. Wait a minute, though. Over how much time?
Oh, gosh. Like... 6 hours.
Six hours. That's a way long night.
But that's like one drink per hour.
That's still going to keep you pretty buzzed.
Especially if you've
never had a night like that before.
Well, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but Birdstack can set you up with something heavier if you weren't happy with.
Well, I mean, I'm not scared of this anymore. That's for sure. It's definitely something I'd be willing to do again.
Maybe she found her talent.
It's her superhero.
She can drink a lot.
It's her super skill.
Yeah, that's really surprising that you didn't feel bad the next day.
Especially that much.
And then you didn't get drunk.
Yeah,
like, doesn't sound like you got drunk.
This morning, I was expecting a hangover. I had this great plan, you know? My friends were going to come over. We were going to eat pizza. I slept until 10 a.m., right? It's a little later than I normally sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I had a tiny headache and I was hot, but it's hot outside. So I took 2 aspirin. It took care of it. I was ready to go.
Oh,
wow.
It's
impressive.
I cannot believe you had 8 vodkas, though.
I didn't count exactly.
Did you do anything that night? Did you do anything that was stupid? Did you text anybody or call anybody or hook up with anybody that you would be embarrassed by the next day? Nothing.
No, I didn't feel... out of my mind at all.
Is it possible they were?
I think your friends were jacking with you.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
They weren't giving her vodka?
Yeah, mm-mm. I think you drink water.
No.
I wonder if she just had like Sprite or something.
But why would her friends do that?
I don't know.
Her friends. How many people?
I do not believe that you've never had, you know, or a night where you got drunk. You had 8 vodkas.
Yeah, there's
and
no
you did,
way.
And you only laughed a little more than normal. That's not, that's something ain't right.
Who was out with you?
I mixed them, you know, with different things. Soda, tonic, cranberry.
But 8 vodka you should have felt that for sure.
Definitely.
Yes, Scott.
We're almost feeling challenged by it.
We're mad. Listen to us.
I'm about to take her out and give her some shots some real vodka. Yeah. Let me pour
we need
the
a witness.
Something's not right.
The hell's wrong with you?
It has less of an effect or something.
No, I don't think your friend's jacked with you because I don't believe you had vodka.
Wendy's downright offended. She wants to seriously fist fight you right now.
She's disappointed in the outcome.
Did you eat like steaks and macaroni and cheese, like your weight in both of those before drinking?
You don't weigh like 425 pounds, do you?
No, I don't.
I think your friend's jacked with you.
No.
No.
Hey, Christina, good morning.
Hefty lad.
Good morning. Hi. I love you guys. Thank you. I actually mean it.
Thank you. You feel it.
Why, do some people
nobody else knows it.
What's up?
I'm insecure.
I mean, everyone's forgetting here that alcohol is a depressant. Huh? You know, and, you know, sometimes we expect to be all buck wild and going crazy when, you know, we're drunk. Sometimes it's just going to be like a mellow feeling.
Vodka's in, though?
Your first time. Remember the first time you got drunk?
I mean, I tell people I love them I don't even know after.
I know.
Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I was just wanting to know if this, what did she eat? Because, I mean, I'm a small frame person, and if I eat something beforehand, I can drink 10 shots or whatever, and it doesn't affect me at all. Did she have anything to eat while she was drinking?
Well, I'm guessing if they're at Taco Mac, she had...
Right.
I'm guessing it was fried.
Yeah, I had a big old dinner beforehand.
Maybe that was it.
What'd you eat at Taco Mac?
I love
look at Wendy is lacking.
I love
She's
the fact.
I want to know the meal. Like, I want to know exactly what you ate at Taco Mac.
Look, there's nothing to see here, people.
But I mean, she went out. I guess the reason her friends jacked with her because I'm not allowed to drink that often, and I feel my drinks when I do drink. It doesn't. 8 vodkas, I would be passed out. So she drank them over six hours.
It's still on a first night?
If you're drinking...
I would still be passed out.
Yes. No.
Not if they're pouring them light.
Mm-mm. Did I just pass Mayhew?
Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, you know, it is possible to hold your liquor like that because I don't drink very often, and I do the same thing. I actually had a contest with my friend's husband and drank 16 beers one night and had no hangover the next day. So.
Really?
By the way, he was trying to hook up with you.
Shayna, it's not a contest. That's a proposal.
I bet I can get my bed after one beer, two beers, 16 beers.
I had 8 or 9, you know, cocktails before and not had a hangover the next morning. So
really? I mean, but you've drank before, so you know the first feeling. I mean, the first time you got drunk, I mean.
Thank you for making me not feel like a freak. Thank you.
Well, no, I mean,
see, really freakish.
It is a little bizarre the first time you get drunk that you don't feel anything.
But have you guys ever...
There is no story here, people.
The story is Wendy is offended at the person who doesn't metabolize. Because, you know, Wendy, you clean a cut with rubbing alcohol and you're hammered.
Me and Melissa are on the same page about it.
They're friends. Yeah,
Wendy,
sums up.
You need to take her out. Yeah.
I want to take her out.
Yeah, Wendy will take you out, and then you'll feel it.
Oh, my God. Why do you guys hate her?
You're feeling way too good, and Wendy doesn't like it at all.
No, it's just I love the fact that she was looking forward to the hangover. Well, let's give her her hangover.
Wendy, let's go.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right, we've got your phone number, so that will be a personal challenge for Wendy.
Yes. All right. I'm really upset about this.
How come when Wendy talks about getting drunk and text messaging a boy, people write us and go, get that girl into rehab. Then this girl calls up and can't get drunk. Take her out with Wendy.
This is The Burt Show.